You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and we are speaking with Paul R. Chi, Pachima's Director of Cultural Engagement and Chair of the Northern Territory Aboriginal Tourism Committee. Pachima is a free 10-night festival with a program featuring light installations, artworks, workshops, music and talks, and in 2025 will be held in Alice Springs, Arrernte Country from the 4th to the 13th of April. Giving us more insight on Pachima in 2025 is Paul. Thanks for calling in, Paul.
Thanks, Nari, and thanks for having me on the show.
All good. I just wanted you to introduce yourself. Who's your mob? Where are you from? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Yeah, okay. My name's Paul R. Chi. I'm a local of Alice Springs, what we call in Bantwa. Arrernte Country, Central Arrernte Country. I'm of Arrernte, Wangkungurra and Nyankanzara descent. I work in Alice Springs. I'm heavily involved with tourism and events and involved with a lot of our community organisations in Alice Springs and the centre and the Northern Territory in general. But in my capacity with this particular event, Pachima Festival in Light, I work as cultural engagement consultant, working with the traditional owners and other Aboriginal groups with the major events company and the company that puts the events on. We are Gather and Grumpy Sailor.
Paul, you've been a driving force in the Indigenous tourism and economic development over like two decades now. How has your journey in the arts as like a musician, doing touring or creating, brought you here into this role?
Oh, look, yeah, it's been fantastic, and I think it's just organic, you know, as you travel on your journey, you know, through employment, work, relationships, connectivities, connections, and all of that. You develop, you know, knowledge base that you've been able to acquire through those interactions with others and sharing information. My networks and I suppose reputation also helps, you know, to work with groups and that whole thing around respect also, which goes both ways. So it's just a matter of, you know, working through things and making things happen, I think, which is where we're at.
Pachima is huge. It's a huge undertaking and the program is expanding every year. This year's works, mm-hmm. some of them are taking on the theme of timelessness. What are some of the works or events or people you're really excited for festival goers to see?
It's really an interesting, concept, isn't it? Timelessness. But it certainly is, you know, intrinsically entwined into who we are as Aboriginal people. Especially, you know, through our music, song, story and dance, you know, our culture transcends generations and those learnings and those customs that we take with us, I think are really important, you know, and we have done in a contemporary sense and a traditional sense. So, you know, just having that ability to be able to showcase our culture through music and stories and art, I think is critical. And, you know, especially with Pachima 25 with the festival theme of timelessness, and, you know, Rhoda Roberts is the creative curator for this event and has been for several years now. And she does a wonderful job and has the ability to work with all stakeholders and interested parties to, you know, to develop and present, you know, items that actually reflect timelessness. Like we've got a community installation, you know, which showcases the three estate groups, for examples, through painted installations, which then represents the different skin groupings. Then we have, you know, shown a more contemporary sense of how women were a big part of, Aboriginal women were a big part of working in the cattle industry, the pastoral industry and the work that they did. And then there's a whole lot of stuff around the different art forms that will be projected onto the range and onto the soil, the ground. Certainly got all of those elements which represent that sense of timelessness and how things are passed through generations.
When we talk about parchima and everything that goes into this, we can't talk about it without talking about the tech behind it with all the installations and lighting and that. How do you and the team or the crew get across all of these massive works?
Yeah, we bring the experts in to do that. And it's the concept, and I think it's that ability to have different groups working with one another for the outcome. And yeah, the expertise that, that we bring in is brought in through the event companies that actually put the show on. We are Gather and Grumpy Sailor. They bring the technical expertise in there. But what we'd like to do too is down the track, you know, some legacy for the event is to have, you know, younger people or people that are interested in actually learning about this industry and learning about this technology. So that they can be a part of, you know, the event as it happens, and then maybe take those skills and knowledges away to do something similar, you know, probably not on the same scale because you've got to have the budget, but do that on their own communities and in their own sort of interpretation or creative space, you know. So they're all the sort of things that we're thinking about, you know. But it is, yeah, it's quite massive and there's a lot of technology that goes behind putting it on. And we'll just keep our fingers crossed that the technology, you know, actually works. And yeah, and it does.
For people who are going and seeing this, what do you want them to get from parchima?
Oh, I just think, you know, just to immerse yourself into a culture and not feel threatened by it or not feeling like you can't be included by it. And just that sense of belonging and well-being, which, you know, which is quite relevant when you get down onto the site and you see the different demographics of people that are there, you know, with their families, with young children, younger people, you know, older people. And they're just traversing through that space where the installations and the event is happening, and feeling, you know, like they belong, you know. I think it's a sense of belonging, really, and obviously understanding. And there's elements in there that we like to educate people to around Aboriginal culture, but it's got a good mix of all of that, which I think is really appealing to people. Oh, yeah, well, it's the 10th anniversary of this event. So we're really, really, really proud of parchima, and it commenced in 2016, but we had two in one year, so that's now the 10th time this event's going to be on. But that's basically it that I'd like to sort of say over and above. So yeah, that's a bit of a celebration for us, really.
And if anyone is seeking more information, they want to know about the exhibition, the programming, tickets, where can they go to find out more?
I'll go online. You can go on to, you know, you caught me because I don't know the actual the link, the website link, but if you were to sort of type in parchima, P-A-R-R-T-J-I-M-A, a Festival in Light, you'd certainly be able to get information from that link.
I want to thank you for chatting with us today, Paul.
Thank you, Nari. Appreciate it.
Oh, good. So that was Paul Archie, Parchima's Director of Cultural Engagement. Parchima, a festival in the light, kicks off from the 4th to the 13th of April in Alice Springs Desert Park. You've been listening to NITV Radio.